such an asshole.
Today's video is brought to you by Enjoy the Decline. Accepting living with the death of the United States. The link is down below because the topic is about escaping the West and all that. And it's a good book and you should all buy it. Also, this guy is a veteran and you get a military discount if you currently or were serving in any military. I don't discern or discriminate. But unfortunately, he had to pay an incredible tax. And I have a list of stupid taxes, one of which is you just send me a wall of text. You do not organize it into paragraphs or organize thoughts. And my eyes are raped looking at just a one block of text, multiple pages long. And that makes things go up very quick. I don't think there's anything you could do more than that that increases your price more. There's also questions where one guy asked me, if you ask me a stupid question, where you're squirming, you're looking for the easy way. Aaron, what are the cheat codes? So when you ask me a cheat code to life, that jacks up the price a lot too. I'm just trying to save you guys time and money, including myself. Well, actually, I'm costing myself money because I charge not for my time. That I charge for my fury and anger and rage. So here we go. I'm going to have my eyes raped now. Greetings, Mr. Clary. The only thing I really care about keeping anonymous is my name. This could be a long, but I'm going to try to cut most of the fluff and start from age 18. I've been an introverted dork who played video games and trading cards my whole life. I'm still a virgin to this day. I was a whiz kid, smartass, and never studied coming out of high school with all honors classes and state-sponsored scholarship. I flopped in college because I was lazy and had no direction. I know you're lazy. You're not using fucking paragraphs. I started honest work during that time working at a plastic recycling plant where I felt what real misery was for the first time in my sheltered life. Plan B was going to become a personal trainer, but that flopped due to Planet Fitness and Gold's eating our gym's lunch. All this is lazy. It's just lazy. I'm going to become a personal trainer, bro. I'm going to become a kinesiologist. I'm going to go into sports management. Like, just see. And you're admitting it. You're lazy. This is for the other people. So I went with Plan C, joining the Army. New paragraph. Okay? New paragraph. In my first year, I got the usual Army torture treatment, got to my unit, immediately went to Korea, and was down in the dumps. I flopped at school despite not being a total moron. I worked a dead-end job slinging plastic, then had to resort to what I considered at the time the bottom of the barrel, the Army. I was 22, had no skills, no education, no cash. She's like a 40-year-old millennial. Whoa. That is still stinging. That's going to sting for a while, ladies and germs. Then on a whim, after watching some YouTube videos, I started teaching myself Japanese due to the interest in the culture and media. Paragraph. This brought my spirits up, and then I discovered MGTOW content for the first time. This was a pivotal turning point in my life that saved me from myself. I immediately began learning about personal finance, all the while studying Japanese. I'm now at a base level of fluency and can fully function in Japan, could pass any paper or verbal test given to me. I have 2 years left in my contract. I currently have a stock portfolio valued at $27,000. Most blue chip. Okay. By the time I'm out, I estimate I'll have about $50,000 at the low end or $65,000 at the high end saved up. To escape the West and its putrid degeneration in hopes of starting a family in the conservative, slightly more free nation of Japan, preferably with an arranged marriage once I'm in my 30s. Ideally, I'll pick my woman who was actually raised to be feminine and rear children as opposed to be the slovenly, brutish females we raise over here nowadays. What, Korea? I mean in the United States? I thought you're still in Korea. I presume you mean the United States. None of that's going to happen until you learn to use paragraphs. Girls, how do I get the girls, Aaron? You use paragraphs. That's the trick. You use paragraphs. Girls like paragraphs. To be honest, I'm not really cut for out for honest work. Too fucking bad, you pussy. Yes, I called you a pussy soldier. You're not cut out for what are you? Oh, you think you're finding a get the fuck out of here. I'm more of a, are you a big idea guy too? not really cut out for honest work. Everyone's cut out for honest work. Okay, nobody's cut out for honest work. Nobody is. That's why you're paid to do it. But translation and English teaching jobs are plentiful. My passion, my passion for the Japanese language will certainly almost get me wherever I want to go, even if I won't be rich. I'm not so naive to assume I'll get to retire anyway. Now that I've explained Now that I've explained all this, my question is as follows. Do you think that it'll be worth it to leave the United States? And do you think it'll be justifiable to ever return knowing what trajectory you're on? I'm just now finding out that you now have to fucking pay to get rid of your U.S. citizenship, and they could charge you multiple thousands of dollars to do so because it's based off your net worth as a citizen or some shit. I want to keep my money in the United States companies if possible, but I want to eventually toss my citizenship in the garbage because, quite frankly, I can't stand the thought of paying another tax dollar to our government. Dude, Japan has the equivalent tax rates of the United States. I think even worse. Have you looked at Japanese tax rates? Go look at Japanese tax rates. Go look at it. Spending per capita. Spending as a percentage of GDP and revenue as percent GDP. You can look at their tax rates at different income levels. Here's if you are going to go to Japan, it's going to be purely for the culture. It will not be for the money. You could pay, what is it, the Abe government, or you could pay Joe Biden. Which one do you want to pay? You're going to pay roughly the same. Talking to the guard because Ryan can't step in on down, knowing it's being pissed away. Believe me, I could have thrown a 50-page rant on the rapid colonification of the military in here, let alone our entire government. Special thanks to you, Mr. Asshole, Sandman, Ronin Man, Turt Flingy Monkey, et cetera, for changing my life. What about Coach Red Pill? All right, look, here's the thing. 22, no skills, no cash. So you're maybe 24. All right, here's the problem that you face. You are about 5 years behind living in the real world. Now, the Army really accelerated that. That is awesome. You have made a foray into the Japanese language and the Japanese culture. I am not against your plan in general, but you need to live more and experience life as an adult and see how the real world works, both in the military and out of the military, as well as visit Japan to make a more informed and educated decision about what's going to make you happier, okay, or happiest. I would strongly recommend you tune into Modern Life Dating with Modern Life John. He is an American expat, I believe. He lives in Japan. He loves Japan, so obviously you have a pro-Japanese opinion. But he's lived in Tokyo now for 2-3 years. So I'd absolutely, and hit him up. Might have to pay him a couple bucks to get consultation, but go consume his content at least online. ModernLifeDating.com. All right. And tell him Cappy sent you, and then I want you to kick him in the nuts. And he'll laugh, and we'll make some penis jokes. and then you could, but that's a resource I would definitely avail yourself of. But you have not lived long enough or experienced enough to say, yo, fuck the United, because you didn't even know what Japanese tax rates are. It's like, well, they're high. They're just as high as in the United States. Heaven forbid if you start a corporation. And you're doing good in the military, and I'm all for you leaving the United States, but you have to find out whether you want to live in Japan. I know you speak the language. How long have you visited? Did you leave the base? Did you just go from Korea to Okinawa and that was it? Boy, there's a lot of Marines here. Japan must be filled with American Marines, and I like them. No. Did you go to Hokkaido? Did you go to Kyoto? Did you go to Tokyo? Did you go to where there's not a lot of people? You need to go experience the Japanese culture and the Japanese people a bit. And then you also got to look into citizenship requirements or residency requirements, at least. And understand you're going to be gaijin or gaijin. You will be discriminated against, which is fine because, you know, we at least understand we're not in their, that we're not their culture. We're not the Japanese people. Apparently, the United States is a whore that everyone gets to fuck. Like, yeah, fuck you. You're a bitch. Because it has no self-respect and no sovereignty. Japan, they do care about their sovereignty. And that's why you want to be part of that culture, probably, because it's stable. It's Japanese. I would go so far as to say that you should. Now, you want to go have a family. All right, well, let's wait till you got a game plan. All right? And this, I'm not cut out for real work. Well, I guess you're not going to find yourself a real woman. Right? You're MGTOW, but then you want to get married, which I understand a foreign gal, but you're not going to really work hard. No. That lazy shit, that's why your life sucked until you got into the military, had your ass kicked, and now you're actually doing shit. Right? And I would basically say, all right, you want to get a wife and kids, especially for the kids, you better work. You better knock it off with this pussy ass Gen Z bullshit about, well, I'm not cut out for real. Too fucking bad. If you want kids, you're going to have to support them. Right? Especially overseas. I would even say if you want a wife, and maybe I diverge here from the mainstream a little bit, but you better be able to like at least take care of her when she's pregnant and raising the children. You know, no woman wants to have some, oh, I just don't like work. I'm more of an artist. I'm more of a fan. I teach English overseas. No. You know who you should also talk to? You should talk to Turd Flingy Monkey. He was in the military, right? He might have some insights about this. But you are not in a condition to determine where you live because you haven't lived long enough. You haven't done enough research nor lived in Japan. And you're certainly in no condition to get married to have children. So you keep going as you do. Keep doing as you do. You're on the right path. You need to explore more. You need to research more. You need to live more in Japan more. Right? You need to work out. And you need to focus on yourself and not worry about, well, I'm just going to go get a girl in Japan. No. Who are you? What do you want? I know you want to be and there's nothing wrong with pursuing Japanese culture. Right? But aside from the language, what else are you going to do? Are you going to pick up a martial art? Are you going to become a swordsman? What are you going to write? What is your career going to be out of the military? Because, dude, you're fucked once you're out of the military. Oh, you teach English overseas. Good. That's a great job for a single guy. It's a great job for a single guy. But you're not going to support a family on that. I'm going to kill this fucking fly. There you go. Keep doing what you're doing. More time, more research, and start thinking about what you're going to do when you leave the military. But otherwise, yeah, escaping the West, yes, absolutely. That's my plan B. Once this house is stabilized and set and ready to go, and then I got to go and explore and do reconnaissance overseas. Yay, more work because we don't protect property rights. Hey, let's hate the productive people and blame things on their skin color and their plumbing downstairs. That's a great idea. All right, we getting super chats. Well, we do. Polish Lotties. I got to look up the exchange rate. PLN to US dollars. Boo Boo. 14 Polish Lotties. I've got a new hobby in 21. It's alcohol. Hang on. What is PLN to US dollars? I think it is Polish Lotties. Polish Lottie, 26 quarter. So that's like $3-4 you gave me. Thank you. Thank you, Boo Boo. Where did it go? Hang on. I'm all over the place here. Come on. Where are we? There we are. Yeah, I kind of have to give that up. It's such a wonderful tool, though. It is such a wonderful tool to just like all the problems go away and you're relaxed. Aaron, you need to loosen up. You need to loosen up. Okay, I'll have a drink. No, you can't loosen up. You can't drink. This guy needs to reconnaissance. Yes, or reconnoiter. Is the French word. Mike Honcho, $5. My passions in life are playing video games and skateboarding. How do I live off my passions, Cappy? Well, Tony Hawk. I was going to say Sean White. He's a snowboarder. If you go and put toy, maybe you get lucky. Maybe you're really good. Maybe you do make money. You get a sponsorship. Also, I'm too lazy to research anything. I know. It's what should I do? I have a video response. Like, how do I get the girls? I have a video response on like, what should I do in life? And in addition to sell all your assets and give all your money to me and join the cult of Cappy, and I will promise you happiness and point and purpose in life and the afterlife. You should kick yourself in the fucking nuts and decide whether or not you really ought to be alive. Like, if you need to ask somebody else, what should you do in life? Cause you're too fucking lazy to ask you, well, what do I want? I mean, it's like, here you got the menu of life. Do I want to eat ice cream? Do I want to play video games? Do I want to raise a family? What I want to engineer? Like, everything is at your disposal. What do you want to do? And you come up to, what should I do? I got to choose off the fucking menu for you. And you want me to just to do this for free? Fuck you. Here's a big old swift kick in the ass for $300. Give me $300. I'll tell you what to do. Go fuck yourself and stop being a lazy pussy and take the time to research and invest all the different options on the menu of life. There, that's what you should fucking do. See you. Bye. And if you need to be told what to do, which is an increasing phenomenon, donate all your money to the cult of Cappy. And when you work, pay your rent, pay your food, pay your insurance, and then give me all the money, pay your taxes, and then give me all the money that's left over. And you shall be free and achieve nirvana. Manoj Pun, our ballroom dancing agent in the field. Nice shirt, Cappy. Thank you. Thank you. It's one of my favorite shirts. Boo boo. Hey, boo boo boy. 24 divided by 4 at $6, $6. I was going to move to the Philippines mid 2020. Guess how it worked out? I don't know. How did it work out? I got to travel. Okay. I got to do reconnaissance. If you've gone to a place and you didn't just go to the tourist spots, if you've gone to the Philippines, I want you to email me. I have a file of everybody who's emailed me, hey, go here, don't go there, this, that, this, and I'm going to organize it later and kind of use it when I execute on my plan. If you got an experience, please email me, boo-boo. Go to assholeconsulting.com and email me. Now, be succinct. Don't fucking write 18 pages of a story. Give me what happened, pros, cons, things like that. Cynic in chief, our life van agent in the field, tell your squatter I said hi. Ha, ha, ha. I will. scrolling. James G, $5. I was considering visiting Raleigh, North Carolina this year as a relocation after speaking to you and realizing people are a problem, going to visit Kalispell. I like Raleigh. It's a little crowded. It's hot and humid. But I like North Carolina in general. I mean, if I had to be in the Southwest, I guess it would, or Southeast, I'd be Tennessee first, North Carolina second. Raleigh's nice. I go visit. But Kalispell, going to get cold, though. It's going to get cold in Kalispell. Raleigh's nice during winter. Not that cold. Alex Bogey, $5. He could make more money if he started his own English school. Many expats in Russia who had families did that. You got to stiff your teachers, though. Oh, well, there's a million, you know, English majors coming out of the United States every year that just, I want to travel and teach it. Here's your $3 an hour, you piece of shit. Fred Freeman Sowell for $2. Mexican poops. I'm leaving the West this November, Eastern HQ. Fred, email me or hit me up and give me details. Boo boo. 9 Polish zlotys, $2.5 US dollars. By the way, how do I get the girls? You buy fancy cars. You agree with them all the time. And you be sensitive and caring and just be yourself. That's how you get the girls. How do you really get the girls? Pay. Just pay. Just pay. Because guess what? Newsflash, boys and girls. Didn't know if you knew this. You're going to pay anyway. So go to seekingarrangement.com. I don't even use it. They're not like sponsoring me. I just looked at it. I'm like, this is bullshit. Like the amount of pain in there, go pay for it. Just pay for it. It's going to be cheaper, less painful, less agony. The free market comes up with superior products at a lower price. Seekingarrangement.com. Competent man, $5. What do I want out of life? I want to live long enough to see the rubber band twist straightened out, and then all will be well in the world. $3,000. $3,000. The rubber band will be straightened out. Be straightened out. Fred again, $2. Hope there are no libertarian socialists where I... There are no libertarian socialists anywhere in the world because that's like a Zionist Nazi. They don't exist. It's like a tall Cappy. Doesn't exist. There are no libertarian socialists, only liars who claim to be one. Only socialists who want to be popular. DB, $5. Cappy, I'm a walking degenerate, so how do I get the girls? Pay for it. See how simple the solution is? Let me point this out. Let me point out again, boys and girls. Cappy, I'm a highly successful mid to late 30-something guy. I make over 6 figures a year. I got high equity in my house. I got a lot of hobbies. I work out. I'm in great shape. How do I get the girls? Pay for it. Cappy, I'm a loser, degenerate, MGTOW, virgin tow, living in my mom's basement. Okay? I want to get the girls. How do I get the girls? Pay for it. See? Because what's the rule again, boys and girls? You always pay for it. Always. Always. Fred, $2. If you visit my Eastern European place, will you keep it clean? Yes. Wait, hang on. I had a falling out with a psychopath because he freaked out because I left a coffee cup on the kitchen table and I didn't push my chair back underneath the. What's clean to you? Like, you know, I make my bed and I keep my clothes tucked away and I'm not like pissing on the floors, all right? Or is it like every utensil, every little thing must be spotless and clean? I'll show up, I'll fart in my own room, I'll flush the toilet, I'll clean up after myself. I'll even wash out the toothpaste spit from the sink so it doesn't crud up. But if you're like, did I wipe the coffee ring immediately after I took a sup of my coffee? No. Alex Patino, a truck driving Latino agent in the field. Go to Philippines to get the girls. Do not bring them to the United States. No, you never. No. I'm going overseas. I ain't bringing a girl back to the United States. By the way, I don't even deal with girls no more. They're like, hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you, Slovakia lady. Yes, you are cute. Maybe you could be a side piece. But no, we're not going to the United States. No, I'm not. Maybe I'll just look at you. Maybe you could serve me coffee and then go away. Not big into the Latinas, which I know Philippines are Spanish, Asian, Latino. Well, I guess that is Latino. Spaniards just went over there and flung seed all over the place. I don't know. Not that huge in the. I mean, Eva Mendez, I'll kill little children for. All right, but she's exception to the rule. But yeah, the Filipina, Thai, Southeast Asian. Yeah, there's a cute gal there. Hey Noah, where have you been, buddy? $5. If you're moving to other platforms, you should really consider gift cards. We can give to people that way you could stave off loss of views and business. I appreciate all the donations and the super chats and everything. Obviously it's helped me financially. I mean, today's the French drain and the drainage tile and the gravel and the perforated drainage tube all paid for by super chats. Unfortunately, I don't buy a lot of sexy shit. It's really, I'm making sure the foundation doesn't erode away. That's the stuff I buy. Now, Tina, she has, OMG, I need these shoes and handbags. Why is the foundation of my house falling apart? What's a French drain? Is it fashionable? Yeah, my stuff goes to critical stuff. I've never expected it to last forever. And let the good times roll, but all good things come to an end. It's just, did you save for 7 years feast during this for the 7 years famine coming up? I have. And truthfully, if I get kicked off, that's fine by me because I could use a real serious vacation. And I have other projects I'm going to start up, you know, and we'll go to alternative platforms. You look at Turd Flinging Monkey, Terrence Pop. These people do have good followers, good subscribership on alternative platforms. It's kind of like the last thing on my mind. Fred Friedman saw $2. Almost got a traditional gal yesterday. Turned out to be a libertarian socialist. Dude, you got to ask her, okay, what the hell does that mean? And then when she describes social, like, well, I believe in people's free rights, but I want to tax them. You're like, well, that's a socialist. That's a Democrat. You're not a libertarian. Adriano Ramos, our Australian Mauritian agent in the field for $2. Is that red knickers on the top of your head? No, this is a garter from some girl. I thought it was my girlfriend's. I'm like, isn't this yours? She's like, no, that's not mine. I've never had a garter. I'm like, really? So somebody else's. The bra. That bra is hers, but then we found another bra. She's like, this isn't mine. I'm like, yeah. Alex Bodie, $2. Paying for it is not as easy as 80% are scammers. I understand. Now, okay. Alex, you're right. Hypocrite right here. I have not paid for it. Okay. I've not paid for it. I've not gone onto the sites. I only have friends and colleagues who are with not Subscribestar seeking arrangement. I've known people to go straight to the bordels. Of course, these were older guys back in the day in Nevada. who've gone to Pahrump and then Reno or Carson City or something. I've known a couple guys to go there. And they highly recommend it. And yeah, one guy in particular, actually most of them now that I think about it, one guy was an older, good looking gentleman. And he just paid for it because he was working the oil, the mining over in Nevada. And he's like, I don't have time to go flirt with a girl. And this is in the '80s. Here's the money. Give me sex. I'm out of here. Go back to work. The other one is a 10. This guy's a 10. He's like 6'3", firefighter, good looking guy. Makes six figures. He doesn't just do firefighting, does all this other stuff. I don't want to expose who he is. And he went through a horrific divorce and he started dating her. He doesn't have time for that shit. He does not have time to go out with stupid girls and sift through all the shit to maybe find a piece of plywood. I wouldn't even say diamond, just a piece of plywood. And so now he just pays for it because he does not have the time. And yes, you probably are right. 8% of them are scammers. Somebody more recently informed me that Seeking Arrangement is now the dating site where most girls are going to try and get, you know, dates out of you and not have, you know, like they're using and fine. Okay. It's an elite dating site. It's a very expensive dating site, but I'm aware of that. It is still cheaper to go on the internet where it's implied that you're going to pay for it than going out and asking 10 girls to get one date, to have three of those not show up, to maybe after three dates, to maybe the fourth date of the latest batch of 4 times 10, then you get late. Okay. It's a lot of time, resources, and energy, a lot of opportunity cost there. Even if you're making $15 an hour, all right, all that time, effort, and energy, it usually is cheaper just to pay for it. Fred Freeman Saul, just don't leave Mexican poops on my floor. I am Scandinavian Spaniard Jew. Okay? You got to worry about Atham leaving the Mexican poops on your floor. Heavy water, a tread, $5. Pop is growing on Alt Tech, 1,000 live on Alt Tech last night. Try on garden. I'll send 20, double dog dare. What's on the garden? So I'm not worried. I'm not worried about alternative platforms are starting to grow. They're starting to gain traction. Alex Patino, $5 again. You could try going to Latin America for the girls, but by God, stay away from big cities because they're about the same as USA girls. I wasted 20 years chasing the girls, even chasing them smartly and somewhat educatedly and somewhat proto red pilled. That's enough. I'm not chasing them anymore. Here's your money. Let's go. My life is too short. It's not even the opportunity. It's like, I got other things to do. Been there, done that, know what it's all about. If I'm going to chase girls, it's going to be like, here's the money. That's it. Not whining, not dining, not being witty, not being funny, not saying, hey, bibbity boppity boppity boo, look at this funny witty thing. Oh, let me sit here and listen to your mundane, boring fucking stories that are no different than all the other mundane fucking boring stories. And the whole, oh yeah, it's interesting. Liberal arts, you don't say, wow, that's rare. Oh, you believe in feminist social, oh, yeah. Oh, really? Did you watch that TV show? Oh my God. Oh. The pro prostitution hour. Fred again for $5. I keep getting older, but my dating filters stay at 21 to 29. So girls my age who I simped for in the past, I no longer have an interest in. This happened to you. No, I tapped out quite a while ago. I mean, the girls that are my age now, yeah, I probably wouldn't have an interest in dating them. But I don't go looking for girls in my past. Let alone do I have a dating profile where girls of my age come up and flirt with me or hit on me. I really, in a sense, did go MGTOW because I don't want to deal with it anymore. I like the peace and calm and serenity. I like the lack of labor and effort. And so the only time, what bit of empirical data I see of women my age has largely been through Facebook or just watching friends get older and looking at these gals. I'm like, yeah, that's fucked up. Too bad. But yeah, if I had to go back, one, there'd be no girlfriend, no wife, no nothing. It'd be like, it's sex. Get the fuck out of here otherwise. I'd be like Jack or Atham, where it's like there's plates. And I'd be very forthright and upfront with them. I'm never marrying you. I'm not committing to you. You're here for a I'm fun guy. I always thought if I was going to do a dating profile, I'd be a fun guy, trademark. Fun guy is the fun guy, da-da-da-da-da-da, with zany things and motorcycle, da-da-da-da-da. And then the disclaimers. Fun guy will never get married. Fun guy will not be your boyfriend. You will never live with fun guy. Fun guy, do not bring fun guy to meet your parents at home. You know, fun guy does not do this. Fun guy does not do that. You can enjoy fun guy, but keep in mind, he's only fun. Somebody run with that profile. Go ahead. It's all yours. But yeah, I think I'd have to be physically attracted to him. Now, I'm not as stringent as you, like, gotta be under 20. Bitches hit the wall at 25. Like, you know, I'd probably do, actually, it'd be a little bit older because I can't even imagine going on a date with an 18-year-old. That just sounds like pain. I would probably start at like 22 at the lowest. And even then I'd be like, and I'd go up to like 40. Because some gals keep themselves in shape. I've seen hot chicks at 40. I'm like, whoa, check you out. And the truth is, a lot of Gen X gals just keep themselves in better shape than the Gen Z gals, you know. So, you know, simply by not piercing their nose or dyeing their hair blue. But I haven't given it much more of a thought than that. Alex Patino, a truck driving Latino agent in the field. Mexican poops. By the way, did you see pics I sent from my village in Mexico? Yeah, and I got your military pictures too, Alex. I've just been so busy, and I did want to go through them and talk about them because they are pretty cool. You, your fucking outfit, your uniform, like, got that smile on your face. Like, yeah, look at him. That tells you how hard it is to get up there. I'll take a look. Fred Freeman saw again. Roosh's South American book is good. Yeah, Dead Bat in Paraguay. Very good book. I'm Scandinavian Pacific Island mix. Really? I didn't know that about you. Samoan, Fred? I didn't know that. Fred again, two books. So would you go MGTOW if you became single again? Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't like, I'm MGTOW. Ah! I just quietly go my own way. It would be, no, I'm going to do that. I travel foreign. I listen to podcasts, do a lot of hiking. Trying to get into kayaking, maybe kayak the Green River all the way down to the Grand Canyon in Vegas, starting in Rock Springs, Wyoming. Atham, look it up. I wouldn't, you know, I'd like, maybe there'd be a gal in town. Like, now you got your own place over there and I got my place here. And well, you could come over. Now you leave. It would be a very hands-off, like, you know, oh yeah, you want, oh, did you fall in love? You found it, good for you. I'll be the first at your wedding. I'll support you 100%. But it would really be like, you know, just, I'd almost, it would almost be like, hey, I need someone to go on a date. Like, you know, I have to go to a wedding or I want to go to a fancy dinner. Hey, put on a dress. I need a female in present company. Like, there ain't even going to be any sex. I need the social function I'm going to calls for a female chaperone. I need you to attend. You know, like ballroom dance, you can't really dance by yourself. But I would actually go my own way. You wouldn't see me banging on the table. Fred again, $2. Will you be Vlad's best man, best epic best man speech? I don't know if Vlad's ever getting married. A professor in math sent me an article, a study, where they mathematically connected or proved that one of the several reasons men are not getting jobs as much, they're dropping in labor force participation, they're not working as hard as they used to, is because there is no expectation on their part that they're going to get married. And so without the expectation of getting married, a lot of men, among other things, getting divorced, hello, but you know, a lot of guys are dropping out of the labor force or not participating as much as they would have in the past. And so I don't see Vlad doing that. I don't see Atham. I don't see any guys getting married, especially within our sphere. I mean, come on, we're were pretty, I wouldn't say extreme, but based, pretty anchored in the realities. Hello. You think Chad's going to get married after reading this, the Book of Numbers, Analyze, and then ROI of the Pursuit of Women, available paperback, Kindle, and Audible? Sorry, ladies. And by the way, if you girls didn't know, Fred makes a lot of money. Chad makes a lot of money. Atham's about to make a lot of money. Alex makes a lot of money, but he's already taken. I'm sure all the guys in the chat room, and not a lot of guys making less than 50 grand a year. These are all great guys in terms of finances and on paper. I mean, your personalities may not match. But boy, where have all the good men gone? They're there. They're just, whoa. Hey, we're fun guys. We're fun. Whoa. No, you're looking for steady guy or marriage guy, that they're in the next style. Marriage guys over there. They come with a complete bottle of yes, dear, and doormat. You add that, and then you get marriage guy, and he'll do whatever you want. Happy wife. Hey, marriage guy will not satisfy you sexually long-term. But, you know, we're fun guy. We don't get married. We are not designed for that. You put us in a marriage, we're going to break. If you read through the specs in the operation manual, you see what fungi can and cannot do. Fred, $5. It's a paradox. From 14 to 30, we do everything to get the girls, but don't. By the time they finally want us, we no longer interested in them, though. True. I mean, we're interested, but not to the extent we once were. Like, I don't know if you guys remember this, but you'd see a girl. This is when, obviously, you're much younger. And it's not that you're in love, but like she's your type, like just physically. You're like, wow, it's all emotion. It's all genetics. You're like, wow, hey, how you doing? And there's some validity. It's your genetics screaming out. She's got something genetically that's going to make good kids. And she would just throw you, want nothing to do with you. And then you'd be hurt. Well, that goes away. And it's not like, oh, look at that over there, but you don't torture yourself over it. And you're not sitting there in the World War II war room moving pieces on the battle map to figure out how to get this girl. You're like, oh, she's cute. I wonder what they're serving at the Vietnamese restaurant today. Oh, look, pho. I'm in the mood for some pho. I don't think girls ever get that. Oh my God, this is the guy I gotta have. I mean, every once in a while they'll find that, but they don't like look at a guy like, what? I mean, they might say physically, but they're not. What do I do to get that guy? I know, I'll twirl my hair. That'll show him. That'll send up a signal. As bright as the Batman, say, see, I twirled my hair and I looked at him. Why isn't he proposing? Boo-boo. 9 Polish Lotties. What information about my time in the Philippines do you want? Just your main sociocultural observations about where would someone visit if they're looking to figure out what the Philippines are about? Is it a place to move to for someone from the West? You know, would you recommend? Is it too hot? Too cold? Places to avoid, places to check out, not as a tourist, but someone possibly looking to live there. I mean, in your experience, just your observations, whatever comes to mind. Simon Effener, £5. Please warn the youngsters of the dangers of magic pussy. Even players could fall victim to it. I guess, I don't know. I've had magic pussy, and it was great. And then it went away. I'm too old, man. I'm too experienced. Nothing like, okay, that was great. That was great sex. I'm not committing to you. I'm not gonna. But younger guys, yeah, go get laid. Now, Modern Life John recommends 50 women. I'm like, okay, that's a lot, you know. But and then he'll realize it's not. You're like, oh yeah, I figured it out. And I did 30 by 30, and I think that's enough too. You're like, okay, yeah, I figured it out. Which is also why I recommend, look, I'm a virgin, how to lose it. Go to the fucking bordellos in Nye County and get laid. And then you realize it's not that big of a deal. Fred Freeman Sell, $2. Should I take Vlad to Cigar Lounge or Boom Chicka Bar? Cigar Lounge, of course. Fred again, $2. Oops. What was Minneapolis show you used to listen to? Garage Logic. That's still online. Good show. it's a boomer like, why isn't the Minnesotans doing the conservative right thing? Why do they keep voting to take away my monies? Fred, again, for $2, we need to all send you standard reports from our travels. Are we all caught up? Oh, no. Guardian Knight, $10. When are you going to chase a tornado and cross off the bucket list, life list? When one shows up one of these days, I think it's a little bit late in the tornado chasing season. Next spring, maybe, though, because now I'm in the Plain States. I can get there, and there's no trees. Minnesota has a lot of trees, so you can't see. South Dakota, not so much. And South Dakota's got a little bit more rolling hills, so you can see further. Nebraska's not too far away. So I'll get there. Is that it? No, Django Geek. $2. Do you distinguish between freedom from and freedom to? Well, yes, I do, because they're two different things. Freedom from tyranny, freedom to do whatever I want, which I guess is also freedom to do this so tyrants can't stop me from doing it. I'd have to figure that out. Simon Effner, Cap, you got a second passport yet? No. Something I got to do. Why are older conservatives trying to guilt us into marriage? Because misery loves company. Just like feminists are trying to guilt trip women out of marriage, conservative men are trying to guilt trip men into marriage. And in that regard, I love Dennis Prager to death, but he is a dangerous man. He is a dangerous man for young men. Just don't get, guys. I would love for Dennis Prager. Now, it's not going to happen, but I would love for one of you to send this to Dennis Prager, or a bunch of you send this to Dennis Prager, or email and say, book of numbers. Because then I'd love him to refute the numbers there. Not in a mathematical sense, like he disagrees with my formula, my assumption, and my methodology, but like, okay, Dennis, with these numbers here, you still think it's worthwhile getting married? Guy's been divorced twice. He's on his third marriage. Missed my 1-3 up. Well, if you stop sending $1 billion shit chats, then maybe I'd get it. Simon Effner. Did I get it? I thought I got it. Don't you have a job, Fred? Nonstop, Dre, $5. Cappy's average request in 7+ years. Male client, age 30, salary 6 figures, no debt, trade a STEM degree. What do I do now with all the extra money? 7 years, dude, that's happening now, Dre. I do. They're not a huge percentage of my clientele, but they're a percentage. As equivalent to young black male, mom not helping, not supporting him moving out, wants him for Section 8 money, and what do I do? It's about as common, where you'll have the successful young man, young 30s, late 20s, what do I do? And a lot of it, they're sitting on $250,000 of cash. What do I do? I'm like, shit, dude, when I get there, I'll let you know. And my answer, well, you got to figure life, go travel, do something, you know, keep a line in the water for the girl. So, but you've won. Now let's go have fun and do free time. Brianna, if this gal is real, why don't you send Brianna? Why don't you, we got some single guys here. Why don't you send some pics here? Why don't you give me your breakdown? Let's see what we got. Dokaholic, $5. Nothing to say. Thank you very much. And are we caught up? I think we're caught up. All right. That's it. Questions, answers, assholeconsulting.com. I'll see you guys later. Toodles.